Saint Anne was the family patron saint. She was the patron saint of miners, M-I-N-E-R-S, the profession of Luther's father. And so he says, help me, Saint Anne. And he makes a deal with God. Help me, Saint Anne, and I will become a monk. Right? And the famous church historian Roland Baton says, God kept his end, or Saint Anne kept her end of the bargain, and Luther kept his. Luther survived the thunderstorm, returned to Erfurt, gave away his law cap, gave away his law books, and entered the monastery. He was trying to somehow please God. Now, we can take a look at Luther's life and divide it into five segments. And I want to do this with you for my sake, really, because we could do a whole series just on Martin Luther. And if I don't hold myself to some structure here, we'll never get past 15:17 in our talk this time. But we can divide it into five segments. And the first is his youth and development from his birth up until this thunderstorm of 1505. This becomes a turning point in Luther's life, this thunderstorm. And I want to look at Luther's life from 1505 to 1517. And we'll use a German word here. The German word is Anfechtung. And actually, in Luther's case, we should put it into the plural. Anfechtungen is the plural. And that word means soul struggle, anxiety. Think of an intense struggle, and you've got the power of that word. And this era of Luther's life is marked by struggles. The thunderstorm was only the beginning. What we see in this era of Luther's life is the classic one step forward and two steps back. From 1517, we go to 1522. And this is right in the middle of the battle. It starts with the 95 Theses, and it ends with the Diet of Worms. And then his going into hiding at the castle at the Wartburg, and then his return from his exile. But this is in the middle of the throes with the Roman Catholic Church. This is a time of debate, a time of dissension, a time of intense battle. And then from 1522, in his return to Wittenberg, at 1530, we have the first stage of the development of the church. Luther just isn't the visionary that starts the ball rolling. He actually sees this church get established. And 1530, with the Augsburg Confession, marks this idea of the Lutheran church, at that time it was called the Evangelische Church, as the new reality.